Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars of Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, The Right Kind of Hope.
A reading for the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you this, use money, tainted as it is, to win you friends. Thus make sure that when it fails you, they will welcome you into the tents of eternity. The man who can be trusted in little things can be trusted in great. The man who is dishonest in little things will be dishonest in great. If then you cannot be trusted with money, that tainted thing, who will trust you with genuine riches? If you cannot be trusted with what is not yours, who will give you what is your very own? No servant can be the slave of two masters. You either hate the first and love the second, or treat the first with respect and the second with scorn. You cannot be the slave both of God and of money. The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all this and laughed at him. He said to them, You are the very ones who pass yourself off as virtuous in people's sight, but God knows your hearts. For what is hot, what is thought highly of by men is loathsome in the sight of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Hope isn't always a good thing. By hope here, I do not mean the virtue of hope. That's always a good thing because that's the definition of virtue. Virtue, as St. Augustine says, writing on his book on free will, is the quality of a human being that cannot be used badly. The virtue is always good. But then, what is the virtue? To answer that, let me talk of the other kind of hope, which isn't necessarily a virtue, and that's the emotion of hope, that emotional being which we are all governed by, all motivated by. As an emotion, hope might be good, might be valuable if it's for the right thing. But very often hope as an emotion can be very destructive. It has a life of its own. The compulsive gambler is a good example of someone who's governed by a mere emotion of hope. Hope where it's just an irrational feeling that there will always be something else, something better than what we have now. It's why they gamble, it's why they go looking for money. Not because they really want money. They are, after all, very good at losing money, better than gaining it usually. Because the money itself is a sort of emotional hope. They don't know what the money is for. They don't know why they want money. They just feel that if they have enough, then that will somehow give them a happiness which otherwise they cannot find, which eludes them. The happiness that they seek isn't anything they understand. It's not something they grasp. They can't see it. They just think, it must be ahead of me. Gambling's an obvious example of hope, but many people live like that. They're always looking for something else which is good in itself, but not really what they're looking for, which is why they're never satisfied. The new house, better clothing, better quality of friends, a new area to live in, or even just a really good holiday. Nothing wrong with these things, nothing wrong with looking for good things, but looking for them as if this is the source of happiness, that's always wrong. Because these things have to be used as part of the journey to happiness, the thing we seek beyond what we have. Which means that the virtue of hope comes from the right kind of emotional hope, which never says, when I have this, I'll be happy, but rather says, having this will help me in the search for happiness. Do help me not just for myself, but also because with these things I can use them for the good of others. But then that's the quality of charity, of love, which we need to come to after hope. We hope that we can be happy, but then we realise we can only be happy through love, the love of God. This is why the three virtues of hope, faith and charity are called theological virtues, because they are hope in God. Coming into God's presence is the only way we can be happy forever. And in fact, without some sense of that, we'll never really be happy. We may have an appearance of happiness, a facsimile, a delusion, but not really. The only happiness we have in this life is the sense that we are on the way to true happiness, that there's always something else. That's easy to mistake for emotional hope, because you might think, isn't that the same thing? If I find God, then God will give me something else. But that's just it. That's the whole point. God doesn't give us something else. God gives us God. God gives us himself. There is nothing beyond God except his own presence. That's what we seek. So it's why Christ is so disparaging about money, why he says you really can't be trusted with money, because you're not using it well, you're not using it rightly. You're using it either as an end in itself, which is pointless because money's for spending, or you're using it as if you think that one day somehow you will find something better with your money. This is why we can't serve money. Money as an end in itself is a delusion. Even worse is the idea that money is a doorway, a gateway to some greater happiness, some ultimate happiness in itself. Of course, we can use money. We can use it well. We can use it to care for those who have needs. We can look after our own needs. We can form communities, families. We can make beautiful things in this world. We can make life more comfortable for all of us together. We can use it to communicate, to share. We're using money for lots of things, but we're using it for things which themselves lead to God. That's the only place to go. That's the only game in town, being with God. And that's why the wrong kind of hope is hope that is not hope in God. The right kind of hope is being with God, even now, even in the bad things of life, knowing that he is with us. And every day, he's bringing us a little closer to one day. He is our entirety of happiness, our wholeness of love.